Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Global internet monitoring firm NetBlocks is reporting communist Cuba has restricted access in-country to social media and messaging platforms, including Facebook and WhatsApp. Cuban officials blame social media platforms for encouraging protests in Cuba over the weekend. U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken has deep concerns about the military coup in Myanmar and called on Southeast Asian nations to take action to end violence and restore democracy in that country. Blinken made the appeal during a meeting with foreign ministers of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations on Wednesday. President Biden's push for a big new infrastructure investment got a boost on Tuesday when leading Senate Democrats agreed to a partisan $3.5 trillion price tag package. Biden will travel to Capitol Hill on Wednesday to have lunch with Senate Democrats and discuss the road ahead for advancing the legislation. This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Cuban security forces are doing what they do best in times of protest. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
More than 140 Cubans have been detained or disappeared in a widening crackdown by Cuba's security forces, according to international rights advocates monitoring the aftermath of the anti-regime protests that swept the island nation on Sunday. While demonstrators did not return to the streets of Havana or other cities in force for a second day on Tuesday, tensions remain high in Havana, where security forces have reportedly fanned out across the Cuban capital and are even going door to door searching for organizers of the nation's largest protests in decades. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
NASA is reporting a wobble in the moon's orbit will combine with rising sea levels due to Earth's warming to bring a decade of dramatic increases in high-tide coastal floods across the United States in the 2030s. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott on Twitter Tuesday shamed President Biden's misinformation about the GOP elections bill. According to Abbott, the laws make it hard to cheat.
You might remember, President Biden called me a Neanderthal for opening Texas 100% and no masks. It turned out he was wrong. After that opening, Texas COVID numbers improved substantially. Well, now President Biden is calling Texas names again. This time, he's chastising us for making it easy to vote, but hard to cheat. And once again, President Biden ignores the facts. The fact is that Texas is passing a law that expands, not reduces, the hours of early voting. That's more than many states, including President Biden's home state of Delaware, which has 0 hours of early voting. The Texas law also helps to prevent mail-in ballot fraud in Texas. That is an issue that both Republicans and Democrats agree on. It will uphold the integrity of our elections and ensure that Texans who do qualify to vote by mail will have the ability to do so. President Biden and the Democrats must stop the misinformation. Texas is very simply making it easier to vote and harder to cheat.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, hey, what's that?
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezShow.com. It's all right there. The total archive of all our past interviews, great guests that we bring to you every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. They're right there. No cost to you. Absolutely free. Download to your heart's content. Share them with your friends and neighbors. Tell everybody. Look it. Tune in. Check out the show. See for yourself if we're not pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. I'm so thankful, and this is really God's favor, that we're able to obtain the guests that we do, like our next guest who's coming up, Charles Murray. Charles is the co-author of The Bell Curve, and he says that I decided to write this new book. He's talking about this new book, Facing Reality, Two Truths About Race in America. He says he decided to write this book in the summer of 2020 because of my dismay at the disconnect between the rhetoric about systemic racism and the facts. The uncritical acceptance of that narrative by the nation's elite news media amounted to an unwillingness to face reality. By facts, I mean what Senator Daniel Patrick Moynihan meant. Everyone is entitled to his own opinion, but not to his own facts. By reality, I mean what the science fiction novelist Philip Dick meant when he said, reality is that which, when you stop believing in it, doesn't go away. Charles Murray, welcome to the show. Good to have you back with us, sir. How are you?
It's my pleasure, and I'd love to hear you read that paragraph, which is a favorite of mine.
Well, aptly written and quoted, it is something that really needs to stand in the frontal lobe of all our brains right now in a culture that refuses to reason, because we'll never really obtain to that level of consciousness and intellect that we're all striving for, hopefully, if we shut people down and want to be so ideologically fixed.
I couldn't agree more. And the purpose of the book, actually, if I have an audience, was people on the center left who are being drowned out by people on the far left, mm-hmm. and who I think are potential allies for people on the center right.
Exactly. You say the two truths about race in America. Explain to our audience these two truths you're talking about.
Sure. The first one is that blacks and whites have very different rates of violent crime. I can come back to that in more detail. The mm-hmm. second one is that blacks and whites in the United States have different means of cognitive ability. Now, I want to say real quickly, Bill, that when you have different means, that doesn't say, oh, blacks and whites are sorted into two groups in terms mm-hmm. of cognitive ability. Millions of blacks are smarter than billions of whites. You can't tell a person's intelligence by looking at the color of his skin. Mm-hmm. But if there is a mean difference, that has social consequences in the labor market, for example. So both the violent crime and the cognitive ability, those differences explain an awful lot of the problems that have raised the charges of systemic racism.
Exactly. Well, you're touching on something that is at the very heart of this argument that the mainstream media and others, maybe because we're shouting at each other, we're not reasoning together to really understand, you know, what is going on here. I mean, basically, this is in a sense, a battle of two worldviews, isn't it?
It's a battle of two worldviews, but in the case of the mainstream media now, it's a very uncritical, unself-critical view of the accusations of systemic racism, which baffles me. I'm talking about the New York Times, the Washington Post, the major news networks. I kept waiting for them to say, well, these charges of systemic racism are more complicated than simple racism. They didn't
do it.
Right. They aren't really defending their position. They're just asserting that the United States is systemically racist.
What's almost what I'm seeing, even though we're talking about two realities here, Charles, is that there may be three realities, the third being the power brokers of the world, which includes the legacy media, that are driving a narrative that not necessarily helps the two other worldviews, but are aiming to another objective. Is that fair?
I don't know if you can put it that way, but it certainly is true that the view that they're propounding is going to hurt people of color more than it's going to hurt whites. Here's what I mean by that. Look, if you have differences in violent crime between blacks and whites, what that amounts to is that in low-income black neighborhoods, there's a lot more violent crime than there is in middle-class white neighborhoods. That's no surprise.
Right.
But the victims of these crimes are blacks and Latinos. And if policing is defunded, if policing goes away, guess who gets hurt? It's not the white folks in the rich suburbs. It's the black people and the Latino people living in low-income neighborhoods in urban America.
Well, these were the ones who were standing up immediately going, what, are you crazy? You're going to defund police? We need more police. We don't need less. It was the people in these poor communities that were, I mean, it didn't take 60 days for the effect to come in. I mean, this was overnight. And, of course, we saw what happened directly on TV to such a degree that New York couldn't hide it, was you take off the streets 600 plainclothes policemen or investigators whose sole job was to keep the guns off the streets, you take them off, and guess what happens? The guns come out of, as one police officer said, well, they came out of the bedroom, they came out of the cars, and they're in the streets of New York City.
Yeah, and actually, some of the public opinion polls and the voting in New York City, the voting, too, in New York City is very welcome, because in black communities in New York City, they were voting for a person who was a former cop, and who wants to improve policing in black neighborhoods. But improving policing in black neighborhoods doesn't mean less policing. It just means better policing.
Well, of course, you know, the Democrats have gone full circle. Joe Biden has said, which I thought was quite interesting, we have excess money left over from COVID, right? And so he says, okay, you can repurpose that money to hire more police. Well, like, where are you going to go? Is there a Costco warehouse for police who have been disenfranchised that have taken their pensions and said, look, I'm not going to risk that anymore. I'm going to go out into retirement. I mean, where do you go and get police officers on a dime like this?
Yeah, it's not just that you provide the money. You've also got to improve the terrible morale of police who... Here's the truth, Bill. First, you have some videos that have gone viral of police behaving criminally, shooting an arm on a man as he's walking away from him. Okay,
yes.
Those go viral.
Yes.
But the thousands of body cameras on police every day would show them being restrained when obscenities are being shouted at them, which shows them taking risks to themselves in order to avoid violence. But these kinds of videos don't go viral. And the police out there, they need to be told by the American people, we appreciate what you're doing. We understand that as a group, you're doing a wonderful job.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was amazing there for a while. We had a little bit of movement toward blue in that, you know, with that, you know, approbation towards the men and women in blue. But George Floyd turned everything on its head, didn't it?
Yeah. And again, it's because people jumped on some terrible things that were done.
Right.
And they just ran with that. The actual numbers are utterly in the opposite direction. Do Black Lives Matter? Yes, they do.
Right.
The black fatalities in New York City in 2006.
Got to go to break. We've got more from Charles.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
We're talking with Charles Murray, his new book, Facing Reality, Two Truths About Race in America. You know, I've seen video footage in the past that absolutely grieved me. And I felt for, you know, the attacks on, and unfair attacks, I would say, on Charles Murray on college campuses, how they attacked him and went after him. And it was sad on many levels, not only for Charles, but for the students themselves. that they were missing out on a dialogue that they needed to hear that would advance their intelligence. I mean, after all, that's what we go to school for, is so that we would enlarge our knowing. And here is somebody with an incredible background that you would, many of us would just love to be at the feet of this man because of his experience and his knowledge and insight. And these kids just chuck him away and disdain him and not even realize what they're doing to their own intellect in exercising, yes, that freedom that they can do here in America. He's a Hayek Emeritus Scholar at the American Enterprise Institute. He contends that identity politics now presents an existential threat to the American experiment. Charles Murray continues with us. Charles, I just had to bring that into play because here, you know, we're so honored to have you here. We welcome your intellect and your wisdom that we can advance our understanding of what's going on in our country, because the every man and woman is seeing what's going on and saying, what are we risking here? Are we beyond that tipping point?
Thank you very much, Bill, for the kind words you said. The sad thing about the university campuses goes way beyond people like me. There are faculty members throughout the country now that have to self-censor. They can't present the information they have to their students because they risk being canceled if they do. Yeah. It is a betrayal of everything that the university is supposed to stand for.
It really is the dumbing down of America, isn't it?
Yeah, the critical race theory arguments that are being put forward now are really difficult to understand, mm-hmm. where they say that reason is a white thing, logic is a white thing, learning math is a white thing. What are they talking about? This has nothing to do with race. It has everything to do with what we all have in common as human beings, trying to educate ourselves, trying to understand how the world works. It's, you know, sometimes you feel like you're in the funny, the loony bin in
yes.
terms of the arguments that you were hearing presented on behalf of critical race theory and identity politics in general.
Yeah, how do you reason with somebody who's unreasonable?
Who doesn't accept the reason is a standard that you should follow up on. I'd like to, if we have time, Bill,
yeah, go ahead.
To expand a little bit on why this identity politics is such a threat. Specifically, the United States stands for, historically, treating people as individuals. That's what the ideals of the Declaration of Independence were all about. That's what Martin Luther King's "Judge My Children by the Content of Their Character" was all about. Judge people as individuals. The identity politics we have now repudiates that. Mm-hmm. It says we must judge people according to the group they belong to, and we must use the power of the state to reward our friends and punish our enemies. That's why I say it's a threat to the American experiment if we go that route.
Yeah, it's such a lure, isn't it? And antithetical to our constitutional principles. I mean, here it is. You're given God-given rights, not that the state can have control over, although it's doing everything it can these days. But we have God-given rights. We accept that all men are created equal. And then you get this new narrative coming in that is bathed in Marxism and socialism in the theoretical cathedrals of said philosophies that spit in the face of these founding principles. And when you look back historically, what good has come out of any country that has gone the way of socialism or Marxism?
And what good can come of a country in which the races are pitted against each other
exactly.
as adversaries? It is, you know, we are a multiracial country.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to be. There's no choice in that. It can be a healthy thing. But if it's blacks against whites and Asians and Hispanics fighting it out, it's all over.
Yeah.
The good news is that I think a great majority of the American people still believe in the old ideals. We're just being drowned out by people on the extremes.
Yeah, the silent majority is definitely being deafened, and the extremes, as you say, is really a small number when you think about it. Some have estimated as low as maybe somewhere 3-5% that are causing all these problems. And, of course, it doesn't take too far back in history for us to look back and consider what happened in Germany with 10% roughly becoming fascist, and we're the ones that were shaking, you know, shaking the 90% and controlling them. And the thing that I look to, and I'm hopeful for, Charles, and that you write about, is the weight of the truth is such that it cannot be denied that no matter how emotional the left or progressives want to be, the truth keeps sticking out there.
Yeah.
It's bothersome for them. I mean, we have too much experience and reality of dealing with the truth that people, I mean, look at, like you said, we're so multiracial. We have more mixed marriages in this country than we've ever had. And then you got critical race theory. I keep saying this, and this drives me nuts. They go and they tell these kids, hey, look at, you know, blacks are good, whites bad, the whole deal. These kids go home to these mixed marriage families, and they go, hey, Mom, you know, she says, what did you learn in school? Well, Mom, we learned you're good, Dad's bad, because he's white, you're black, we're good. You know, it's like, what? Oh, let's have dinner. What do we talk about?
It is crazy in that regard. And the problem is that so many powerful voices are behind this, and somehow we have to have, across the country, a realization we've got to start saying out loud that we still believe in the old ideal of treating people as individuals. Right now, I think a lot of us are afraid to say that. We don't all have radio shows we can talk on. We can talk to our neighbors. We can talk to our friends. We can say out loud, we ought to be treating the people as individuals in this country. We have to reject this identity politics.
Well, you're exactly right. Word of mouth, you know, the word of mouth tradition is so powerful, and that has been stifled. This is where the cancel culture and big tech has been very effective. And people need to realize that they're being muzzled. And finally, you know, they're standing out. I mean, I see across the country in school board meetings, it is the mother bears that are coming out in mass and taking on these institutions and saying, look, you're not going to indoctrinate my children with a theory. I mean, think about this. We're going to indoctrinate with a theory?
Historically, the way that Americans have turned things around has been through grassroots movements like this.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I have hopes that that's the direction we'll go now.
Well, again, as you stated in your book, identity politics is this existential threat. It's the categorization. It's the same thing that happened in Germany. The only thing we're missing are some sort of designated cards that put us in specific other groups that differentiate us and the ruling elite.
I hope that the facts in the book, and by the way, that your listeners should know, the book is not just me opining about things. I'm presenting empirical data, which are posted online. People can check it out for themselves. We have to come to grips with these facts.
And we have to reconnect with our American creed and tell our audience about that. We got about a minute left here, Charles.
Yeah, the American creed is to treat people as individuals. Mm-hmm. And the whole point of all of the civil rights efforts in the 1960s initially was to provide a fair playing ground for everyone, for every American is given a fair shake regardless of race, color, or creed. Got to be where we go again.
What's the call of action for the everyday citizen? 40 seconds left, Charles.
The call of action for the everyday citizen is to say it out loud. I know it sounds simplistic, Bill, but it's as simple as starting to get a public expression of faith in the American creed.
Amen. Charles Murray, Hayek Emeritus Scholar at the American Enterprise Institute, author of the new book, Facing Reality, Two Truths About Race in America. Let me tell you, this will strike at your very soul. And I'll tell you, you will be different as a result of reading this book. Charles Murray, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Global internet monitoring firm NetBlocks is reporting communist Cuba has restricted access in-country to social media and messaging platforms, including Facebook and WhatsApp. Cuban officials blame social media platforms for encouraging protests in Cuba over the weekend. U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken has deep concerns about the military coup in Myanmar and called on Southeast Asian nations to take action to end violence and restore democracy in that country. Blinken made the appeal during a meeting with foreign ministers of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations on Wednesday. President Biden's push for a big new infrastructure investment got a boost on Tuesday when leading Senate Democrats agreed to a partisan $3.5 trillion price tag package. Biden will travel to Capitol Hill on Wednesday to have lunch with Senate Democrats and discuss the road ahead for advancing the legislation. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Gregory Wrightstone is with us. He is a geologist, a climate contrarian, as long as he can be, executive director of CO2 Coalition and author of Inconvenient Facts. Gregory, we knew that this was going to be an uphill battle as soon as the climate scientists, with all their faux narrative, came into play. I mean, it's like let's ignore the truth and let's pursue this ideology that really has no proof behind it. Is that fair?
Oh, it's more than you're being kind. your listeners are being lied to on a daily basis for quite a bit of what they're being told about climate change, and mainly it's this notion that man-made warming is causing catastrophic events to occur, or droughts, floods, you name it. What I find is the modest warming. Now, bear in mind, it's warmed 8/10 of a degree since 1900. 8/10, that doesn't sound alarming to me.
No.
Right. But the combination of that, along with increasing CO2, I look at virtually everything, by almost every metric you look at, the Earth's ecosystems are thriving and prospering, and humanity's benefiting.
Yes.
And it's this huge, I call it the biggest untold story of the late 20th and early 21st centuries, this thriving Earth, the greening Earth. And we just started at the CO2 Coalition. We're a group of 70% of the top scientists in the world that are studying climate change. And we look at this, and And again, we recognize the many benefits of carbon dioxide increases.
Exactly.
And it's
Historically, the proof has been there. It's demonstrated itself in terms of the greening of the world as a result, of climate change, but the way the left is using it, they're using it as a hammer. And here we are. You've got President Biden's administration pushing. All they know how to do is spend trillions, and they're right now. Now the pressure is on to pass this $3.5 trillion bill, infrastructure bill, and of course a big part of that is this green agenda.
It is, and it angers me. I don't know what words to use, but what they're doing, they're lying to your listeners to get these trillions of dollars spent. They call it a solution. I call it a solution in search of a problem.
Yeah, exactly.
Again, there is no climate crisis. There is no climate emergency. Things are really good, especially at the CO2 Coalition. We just had our meeting. Our next white paper we're doing will be on food and nutrition and how it's related to both warming and CO2. And it's great. We're working with some of the members of the CO2 that are experts on in agronomy, dairy, agriculture, and we're going to be hopefully have that knocked out in another 2 months.
Yeah.
But we're looking at this just, my goodness, crop growth is just almost in a linear increase and
right.
rising along with carbon dioxide. It's an amazing. I'll send you a couple figures. Maybe you can put it up on your website.
Yeah, definitely do that, because this is going to be a shock to the ilk of, Bill Gates and others that believe that the world cannot sustain the population that it now holds. And
just think about this, Bill. Mm-hmm. With rising, we're talking about fear rising temperatures. Oh my goodness, we can't let it get warmer. Well, what's happening with that? And just talk about crop growth. Growing seasons are lengthening. No one disputes that. So we can get more plantings in, more crop growth, more plants, more plantings. And that's just one issue. And then that's turbocharged with CO2 fertilization effect. Your listeners probably, when they were young tykes in middle school, probably had a plant that they put on the windowsill.
Exactly.
Learned about photosynthesis.
Mm, right.
And so the limiting factor for crop growth and plant growth right now is CO2. Because we're actually CO2 impoverished. An additional, Craig Itzo is one of our members. He did laboratory studies looking at what would happen with crops. He looked at 90 of the top crops in the world and tested these in laboratories. What would happen if we increased CO2 levels to 300 parts per million more than they are now? And he found that we have a 46% increase in crop growth. 46%.
Wow. They're not talking about that, Greg. They're not talking about that.
No.
No.
And it's just you just shake your head, or I do, because we've talked many times before,
yes.
And you know how I got into this as a geologist. I was told, I learned, basically it was ocean acidification. I knew as a geologist what we were being told about that was just factually incorrect. It just, because we've had CO2 levels at, we're at 400 now, and back through Earth's history, they were at 6,000 and 8,000 parts per million that were 20 times higher than they are, and the ocean's never acidified.
Mm-hmm.
That never occurred, but they're saying, oh, well, what if we increase another X percent or whatever of CO2? Good. The oceans are not going to acidify. And I took a look at that, and I said, if they're lying to us about this, what else are they lying to us about? And that led me to it was a search for the truth. And as I got into it, I got angered.
Yeah, exactly.
Time after time after time, it was lie after lie after lie.
And then the other question that follows up after that is why? Why are they lying?
Yeah. You ask me that every time I come on with you and every time I tell you.
Because it goes that way, and the listeners are tracking with us, and they go, okay, I get it, they lie.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Why are these people flat out lying to us?
Yes. Well, and I'll tell you, I can't see inside men's and women's souls to see their motivation. Each each one of your listeners are just as qualified as I am. And I get told all kinds, is it power? Is it money? Is it, are they grants, grant money? Is it control? Some people tell me it's destruction of capitalism. It might be all of those things. It might be different for every person, but, you know, I can't say why they're doing it. You're just as qualified as I am, but I can tell you, I can provide the science, the facts, and the data that says, here's what they're telling you, and this is what the truth is. I can provide the science that disputes and and exposes the lies.
Yes.
And the thing
is, Greg, is that on the face, most people are much more intelligent than the scientists who are so ideologically fixed. Because in the process, as Jordan Peterson says, they've rendered themselves stupid. They've surrendered their intelligence, and then you get you get a little boy with a semester of science who looks at it and goes, well, that doesn't make sense. I mean,
right.
You know,
and I'm very, very optimistic, not about the politicians. They sadden me. We're losing that war with the GOP and them grasping onto this. But I'm very optimistic about just the people of the United States that I meet. Just random people that I meet are just have this built-in skepticism of what they're being told about climate change.
Yeah, you go and sit in the coffee houses in middle America and just listen to the people talk, and it encourages you, Greg, because you realize then you go to D.C. where you supposedly have all these brain trust and these Ivy League graduates that have got all these degrees and everything that Nancy Pelosi says they're so brilliant they should be working three or four other jobs, and we could only wish that would be the case. Because they're not helping us there in D.C., are they?
No, they aren't. I just got back from CPAC, Texas.
I know. I wanted to look at. I'll tell you what. I want to reserve that for a second because I was going to ask that in the second segment and get your impression, because I know you were at CPAC and I know you've got some important things to share for us. So before we get there, again, we're talking with Gregory Wrightstone, the geologist, climate contrarian, and executive director of CO2 Coalition, author of Inconvenient Facts. Real quick up front, Greg. Give them a website that they should go to be in the flow of the know.
Well, the CO2Coalition.org or InconvenientFacts.xyz.
I'll tell you, and that powerful application that he has there and how to answer some of these questions you might be confronted with, so you're not totally disarmed, that you can take what you know in your gut to be true and plant your flag on knowledgeable information.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
When you speak, I found the sound of
back with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Gregory Wrightstone is with us, the geologist, climate contrarian, executive director of CO2 Coalition, and author of Inconvenient Facts. And he's fresh in Florida from Dallas in the free part of the United States, although Dallas wasn't that bad. I was there earlier in the month, and I survived. I made it back. I took on the treacherous roadways of Mississippi. I think we went through certain parts of Louisiana, got a little crazy, but you know, all in all, we made it back. It was okay.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, I enjoyed it. CPAC was they had a really good attendance. In fact, it was sold out. One of the things in terms of climate change, there were a couple of groups. There's a group that it was called Conservatives for Climate Dividends, pushing a carbon tax. They were two booths. We had a table there in a booth, and they were two booths down, so people would talk to these guys, and they were young college students that are paid. Turns out they're paid $4,000 for 2 months' work by some left-wing groups. Mm-hmm. And again, they're calling them. They're saying this is the conservative solution to climate, to solve the problem of climate change. And again, I don't want to be a broken record, but there is no climate crisis to cure. Yeah. You know, I call it a solution in search of a problem. And there's just they've bought into this, and so many in the GOP on Capitol Hill, we're trying to change minds. We have people like Lindsey Graham, others. There's now a GOP, what's called the Climate Caucus, of I think 18 or 20 House members that are pushing climate solutions. And again, their solution is more taxation and more control, more regulation.
Exactly, exactly. What is the polling saying about this, Greg? I mean, that's causing Republicans, to yield and bend in that direction.
Well, unfortunately, we've got some of the pollsters, and I forget his name. He's one of he's one of the top polling guys.
Luntz, is it?
Yes, Luntz.
Luntz?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, yeah, he's
bad.
Been recently discredited, but anyway, he's still
correct.
Has some space.
And he's advising them to that you need. He's telling these GOP people that you need do something about climate change. Well, no, you don't. Mm-hmm. No. The best solution is to have the strength and the courage to do nothing. And, in fact, that was in the summary of my book, Inconvenient Facts. That's what I advised Donald Trump when it was published. The courage he needed, I advised him to have the courage to do nothing. Mm-hmm. And that's the solution. Again, we have life.
Could you imagine if Joe Biden would have heeded your warning? If he did nothing, how much better off this country would be? We'd still be energy independent.
Exactly. He wants to take us back. He wants to make us, every single one of your listeners will need to give up their vehicles that they're driving, unless it's already an electric vehicle. He wants us to be completely electric vehicles. Just imagine this. I'm calling you from outside of Tampa right now. And think about this. Let's say a hurricane's bearing down on the Keys 20 years from now. Everybody's got electric vehicles and mandatory evacuations in place. Now, bear in mind, if you have an electric vehicle, if you're in Minnesota in the winter and it's 3 degrees, you're going to go, and you have the heater on, it's just going to burn through that battery. Maybe your car is supposed to get 180 miles, but with the heater on, it's probably half of that or less. Same with hot weather with air conditioning. So now we've got a hurricane bearing down on the Keys. Everyone needs to evacuate. And now we've got 50,000 people heading up Highway A1A, crawling about 15 or 20. How far will they get before they need to recharge?
Yeah.
In 95-degree heat with the air conditioning on. Everybody's going to need to recharge about the same time. Well, that's just one scenario that you go, well, yeah, that's not going to work out very well. And they think
that stuff never happens, but it we saw what happened in Texas here last summer, right?
Yeah, and it's happening. They're getting close periodically, and if we look at what their plans are for just for Texas, it's even more solar and wind, mostly wind for Texas. ERCOT's Governor Abbott's going to call another special session that he called. They're not addressing the ERCOT problems. Mm-hmm. He's punted and pushed that over to the legislature. But we see this all the states in the nation. And if you're confronted with people that are pushing stupid things like carbon taxes, the CO2 Coalition is here to help you. We have the scientists. We're fighting back in Pennsylvania right now against what's called the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative. It was just passed yesterday by the Environmental Quality Board. And what we've done is I was the lead author, but we've enlisted some of the top scientists of the coalition to expose the lies of what the governor of Pennsylvania is trying to the justifications for doing this. And they're just flat out lies. And we've exposed the governor and what he wants to do there. And we'd like to use this as a model for other states, how we can push back against it. Because I think we win the day with the science.
Yes.
The science is clear and stark. And I tell Joe Biden and the others, you need to embrace the science.
You've trained us for the last, 16, 18 months that we should be embracing science, and except when you need to embrace science, right?
Oh, indeed. For example, this is just one example. Again, in Pennsylvania, the governor claimed that sea level rise, and he said, Pennsylvania is not on it, but it is. The Delaware River is actually tidally driven. Mm-hmm. But I looked at the tide gauge there at Philadelphia. Well, the sea level is the sea level rising? Yes. Is it warming? Yes. That's what happens whenever it warms. Glaciers retreat and the ocean rises. And we've seen that. But the sea level rise at Philadelphia and at Miami at the collapse, both of those places, I looked at those, the sea level tide gauges, and we're rising. The sea level's rising exactly the same rate that it was 120 years ago. So there's been no, noticeable man-made influence on sea level in that time.
Yeah, my question is it causing any problems? Other than it's rising?
Exactly. And what I did looking at this, I said, wait a minute now, the Port of Philadelphia, one of the busiest ports in the country, they've probably experienced some 20 to 24 inches of sea level rise since the early 1800s. What have they done? They didn't even know it. And they've accommodated. And what's going to happen by the year 2100? another 6 or 7 inches of sea level rise. You notice I'm not getting too excited about 6 inches of sea level rise. Not after Philadelphia and other cities have already experienced 20 inches or more. Mm-hmm. And have done very well. Still one of the busiest ports in the world. And they seem to have accommodated. And that's what we need, is to accommodate these changes and adapt, and not put the America and the world, and the Western world, along with us, are embracing economically destructive policies. And we're just turning over. Mm-hmm. We had a reliance on the Middle East for oil. And it was only the week that Joe Biden was inaugurated. It was the first week in since 1985 that we did not import one barrel of oil from Saudi Arabia. But we just became energy independent in oil and now energy self-sufficient. And what's he trying to do? He's trying to stifle and overregulate and ban oil development in the United States. Mm-hmm. And I had to laugh last week. I think it was on Thursday, the Biden administration came out and pleaded with OPEC to open up the spigots because gasoline prices are skyrocketing. So he's pleading for OPEC to produce more oil while he's making it more difficult to produce oil here.
Yeah, when he's tightening the spigots here and he's opening up the spigots for Russia and Germany, we go from energy independent to energy dependence, and somehow in the Biden world it makes sense. But, hey, why are we surprised? I mean, this is the same thing that Barack Obama did, right?
Well, yeah, one thing maybe you're not aware, I'll bet you your listeners aren't, is we know about the XL pipeline. We know he stopped federal leasing. One of the most impactful things he did was stop oil development in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge of Alaska. Mm-hmm. And why is that important? Because it's thought to be, I'm a geologist, I know these things, but it's supposed to be one of the largest untapped oil reserves in North America. And why it's also impactful, because Prudhoe Bay, we have the big pipeline coming down from Prudhoe Bay, it's nearing the end of its economic life because Prudhoe Bay production's declining. Mm-hmm. The volume going through the pipeline's declining, and at some point in the next probably decade or less, the pipeline will have to be shut down completely because there's not enough oil flowing. They were going to take that oil from ANWR, take it over to Prudhoe Bay, and ship it down the pipeline. Well, that would have extended the life of that pipeline for many decades. And nowadays, when they shut that pipeline down, all that oil that's left in Prudhoe Bay is going to be stranded up there, never to be produced. So this is one of the unknown negative consequences that we see of some of the dirty little secrets that you find. Mm-hmm. We could go on and on and on about the short-sighted information and things that he's doing to actually hurt the America and benefit the Chinese. President Xi over in China's got to be rubbing his hands together in glee. Mm-hmm. He wants to dominate the world both militarily and economically, and he doesn't have to do anything to bring us down. We're doing it to ourselves. We're committing economic suicide.
Yeah, as my old mentor used to say, Gregory, sometimes you have to be thankful for your competitors, and I'm sure in this particular case, Xi is very thankful for Joe Biden. Gregory Wrightstone has been our guest. As always, we appreciate Greg. What's the website they should go to?
CO2coalition.org would be a good start. We're in the middle of building a new website that'll be awesome.
The pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do the